Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the DDP. So glad you are with me. I'm Paul White, and it is the 18th day of March. It's a Monday. Your work week is up and running, I'm sure. So I want to thank you. You are the reason I do this. Those of you who listen to the Deeper Daily podcast, you're the reason why I sit down in front of a mic or with a mic clipped on or however we do it, different ways, different days, different places. I've done DDPs all over the world just because I've done podcasts, because I knew somebody out there wanted it. And I meet people all the time who listen, who make it a part of their day, who've made it a part of their lives even for years, been with this. And so I want to thank you because you're why we do it. And I hope that we can continue to be a blessing to you. We have been in seasons of transition, that's for sure, as we've watched God do amazing things in this. He planted this church that he's put us in here in South Carolina, and we're watching to see how he does this. I don't have a template. I've never started a work. I've been a part of works and transitioned them into different theologies and even different physical locations, but to start from scratch has been a brand new thing, and to watch how God is doing it is a daily wonder for me and such a source of joy in the midst of that wonder. And anyhow, part of my daily stability is things like the daily podcast. With all the shifting things going on, I've got things like the DDP that I've done for years that kind of ground me, that center me in the call that God has put me in to share good news, and you make that possible. And many of you help us financially, and I want to thank you. We are going to put out a little plea this week, a little video plea will be dropping in the middle of the week that is a plea slash update. Because we aren't meeting this week on Tuesday, I did a little video just telling everybody about what's going on in the ministry. Our lives have been very chaotic with multiple house moves happening. I explained that in the video. And then I ask our audience if they can to help, because we've entered a season where we're going back on television. And so, of course, there's some expense there. And we're entering, it's tax season, and tax season's always a little difficult for us. These people that talk about churches don't pay taxes, well, that just means ministries and churches don't pay tax on what people send them. But anything that you use to live your life that is salary, that you are definitely taxed. You're not only taxed, you're taxed in a way, you're taxed twice because you pay your own income and all of your own Social Security. So that stuff happens every year. That's just part of it. And we account for that. But some years, sometimes, things are tighter than others because of either the way people gave or other expenses. And so it's a little tighter this year. And we make a little plea this week via video. So I make it to you as a DDP audience separately to say, if you are compelled, and don't do if you're not led, but if you're led to help, and maybe if you're led to help a little extra this month, we greatly appreciate it. It helps us to do what we do in the midst of trying to do all the other things we're trying to do. And that's why I bring it to you occasionally. So if you can help, visit our website, paulwhiteministries.com. There's a tab to give. You can give one time. You can give monthly. If you like to give via mail, our address is at our website. It's all, but I can tell you, it's Paul White Ministries, P.O. Box 1030, Flowery Branch, Georgia 30542. All I can say is thank you, but may you know that the response of the audience gives us the encouragement to say, we have to continue to do this. This matters to people. So I thank you in advance. I want to say one word today in our study, and that's the word Father. We're in Luke chapter 11, verse 2. He said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven. I like the old King James, Our Father who art in heaven. The truth is, he's not only in heaven, of course, but he's Father. I told you I was going to say one word, so let me be true to what I said. Father is how we know God. We don't know God. We can talk about God as creator. We can talk about God as provider. as shelter, as covenant. We know him in all those ways, but the name revealed to us by Jesus. Jesus said in John 17, "Father, I have revealed your name to my disciples." Jesus doesn't come along and give any new name that wasn't already in existence in the Old Testament. So what does he mean? He taught them to call God their Father. He taught them Abba. He taught them our Father. And it's not as if there was no reference in the Old Testament of Israel seeing God as a father, but they never were encouraged to pray that way. They didn't say our Father. They didn't refer to God as their Father. Jesus made it comfortable. He made it comfortable to call God Father, or to call God Dad, or if you want to go so far as to call God Daddy, it doesn't matter. What we're doing is not hitting a term. We're hitting the spirit of it. We're hitting upon this idea that he is not a distant entity who is separated from us. He is our Father. He's our Dad. We can go to him. And I like this. I was out on my prayer run this morning, and I was thinking about our Father. I was thinking about the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven. And recognizing the plurality and that it's our, recognizing that the pronoun is collective, not personal, our, not my Father. But I also got to thinking about when we call him our Father, we don't get to say he's your Father, but not your Father. He's your Father, but he's not your Father. We don't get to pick. Jesus doesn't say to them, you got to make sure he's your Father before you pray this. And so I don't have the right to decide who he's father to and who he's not father to. It's not my choice. I personally believe that we're all the offspring of God. I don't believe we all see ourselves as sons. To those who believe on his name, he hath given them the authority to call themselves the sons of God. And maybe the difference is he calls us sons, but only when we believe on his name do we have the authority to call ourselves sons. Only then do we see ourselves as sons. In any case, we're all the offspring of God. And so I don't get to say who gets to call him father. He gets to say who he calls son or daughter. And I leave that to him. I don't want that responsibility. I know I'm a son because I've placed faith in Jesus and identify with Jesus. And as an identity with Jesus, I'm a son of the Father. So I call him Father, but I know we all get to call him Father. And I want to encourage you to call him Father. Would you do that with me now as we pray today the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And we'll put the tag that is in the other gospel. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We'll put that tag. It's not in the Luke version. We'll put that tag as we pray it together over the next several days. We'll go back to the Lord's Prayer tomorrow. See you then. God bless.